see politicians want to enact harmful credit card mandates that could take away your cash back and rewards points. Perks that stretch your budget and make life a little easier. Losing these benefits means less money for your family's everyday essentials like gas and groceries. The perks you rely on could disappear, leaving you with higher costs and fewer options. Tell Congress to guard your card and oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card mandates.
Paid for by Electronic Payments Coalition.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert-guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you. With 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Welcome in, everybody, to a special edition here on Jacob Sports, a football 24/7, as we react to the first external signing for the Philadelphia Eagles this year. It took a little bit. A lot of teams were shaking and baking all week long, and Eagles fans were waiting and waiting and waiting. Well, we got our first external signing, meaning our first signing of a guy who wasn't on the football team last year, and that is running back A.J. Dillon. Former Green Bay Packer, now a Philadelphia Eagle. He's 6 foot, 247 pounds, and he is a bruiser, a great downhill back, a great north and south runner. And I think it's a really great move. I think it's the perfect complement to Saquon Barkley and a lot of things you can do now. He goes by some sort of quad nickname as well. Saquon Barkley goes by some quad nickname. So it's the Legion of Quads in Philadelphia here with the running game. And, you know, a couple signings today that happened, Ben Van Sumer and now A.J. Dillon, all signs would point to the Eagles are going to double down on the running approach that they did in 2024 that ultimately led them to a Super Bowl victory. And I think it's the right move to do it. And I love this signing to do it. If we run through a little bit of A.J. Dillon's history, played his college ball at Boston College. Yes, Boston College for A.J. Dillon. And he's been relatively healthy in his career. He's been relatively healthy in his career until he missed all of the 2024 season with what was called a neck stinger. So in the second to last game of the Packers season in 2023, A.J. Dillon got a neck stinger. And I'll tell you real quick, let me pull it up, the exact game that he got that neck. So week 17 versus the Vikings, it was December 31st of the 2023 season, he got a neck stinger, his first neck stinger. He missed the playoff game that happened that year, and then he was out, and he was set to return for the 2024 season. Well, fast forward to training camp of the 2024 season. During a joint practice with the Denver Broncos in August of 2024, he suffered his second neck stinger in 9 months. So that then kept him out for the entire year. They put him on injured reserve after that, and he missed the entire year last year. Now, the update on the injury is as of March, he's been, you know, where we are now, March 12th, he's been cleared by many medical specialists, neck specialists, to resume his NFL career. Before this point, he hadn't missed much time other than some time in COVID when it was, I think he had the COVID, so he was put on the COVID list, so he missed a couple of games there. But other than that, he's been really healthy, and hopefully the neck thing doesn't become a thing or isn't a continued thing here in Philly. But I do think it's a good signing for this team, and I think he really fits what this team needed, especially in the running back room. You add him in there. Obviously, you have the best running back in football in Saquon Barkley. And don't forget, one of the best running quarterbacks in the NFL in Jalen Hurts, that dual threat ability, which opens a lot of things up for the Philadelphia Eagles in the running game. So I think it's a great signing here. It's our first first sign. It's not a big signing. They didn't give him huge money. I didn't see any financials come out, but they didn't give him huge money. It's not a big signing, but you know, when you're a Super Bowl champion, you don't make that many splashes. You just don't. I mean, how many splashes have the Chiefs made? So they're starting to build it back up, and they're getting some depth pieces in the room, and they did the first one here with A.J. Dillon. Let me go to my main man, John McMullen, the number one Eagles beat reporter, joining me now by phone to break down this A.J. Dillon signing. Johnny Mack, welcome into the show, brother. Do I have you?
Yeah, you got me, Xander.
Yep, I got you, man. Johnny Mack, your first thoughts, man. A.J. Dillon, the first external signing for the Philadelphia Eagles. John, what do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I like the player. I remember before the Eagles made the splash, he was kind of a guy who was advocating under the old Eagles mentality of how they dealt with the running back position. I thought he would have been a good value. Then he had the neck injury, didn't play last season. Evidently, he's been cleared by some specialists. There was a concern that, you know, he would never play again. So, number one, I got to see if he's healthy, number one. But if he's the player who is sort of the running back two in Green Bay when Aaron Jones was the number one, I think that would be a nice signing. But we got to wait and see. You know, it could be a Rashad Penny vibe too. You know, when everybody was excited about Rashad Penny.
Right. It
could be that type of situation.
Now, got him stuck between LeGarrette Blount and Rashad Penny. If we can land somewhere in the middle, I'll be happy.
They're not similar players from a style standpoint. LeGarrette Blount is better, but I'm talking from the injury standpoint. Yeah, I don't think you can just assume this guy's going to be what he was before this particular injury. So that's number one. I wouldn't forget about Will Shipley. I put that out on X.
Yeah,
everybody's forgetting. I would not forget about Will Shipley. We just have to see what kind of A.J. Dillon shows up. And then, you know, I'm not in love, to be honest, with the 1-2 punch. You know, I Saquon can do both. If you think about thunder and lightning, this is thunder and thunder. Now, Saquon can do both, but, you know, his style is more power back than you know, the jitterbug type or that type. And this is a pure power back in A.J. Dillon. So, you know, that to me is like fastball instead of fastball curve, where you maybe want that changeup. And then the other issue that concerns me, the Eagles spent all last year saying, no, don't worry about it. Don't worry about the touches. Don't worry about the workload. We're going to manage him this week and, you know, during the week. And if this is an idea to take specifically, if AJ's healthy, to take touches away from Saquon Barkley, I don't know how that's going to work, because you're going to have to be really disciplined to say, we're all right, Saquon, sit. We're not going to use you on this drive. I don't know. You know, my mentality has been with Saquon Barkley and partially driven by the Eagles. Hey, if he's here, use him.
Did just add another year, John. You know what I mean? Like originally it was 2 years. Maybe they were thinking that you add a third year. Maybe they are in a little bit more preservation mode.
Yeah, I don't agree with that if that's the way they're thinking. And I don't know if that's the way they're thinking, but if it's a similar situation to last year with Kenny Gainwell and the similar split, but again, Kenny does, it to me was a better compliment, you know, good receiver out of the backfield. Now Dillon's a better receiver than you would think a typical 250-pound guy would be.
Yeah, right.
And Green Bay utilized running backs more in the passing game. So he's not terrible from that instance. I'm just not sure about the fit. But while I say that, if this isn't for the veteran minimum, it's very close for the veteran minimum. So if he doesn't work out, it's not that big of a deal. You just turn the page quickly. Like Rashad Penny, you just turn the page and it's not that big of a deal. But I think because of the big name, I think people get excited. And I'll just say, don't forget about Will Shipley yet. I think there's a good chance Will Shipley is the backup for this team.
Interesting. Go check out the 2-minute drill today on Jacob Sports with Joe Krause. He talked about Will Shipley being running back too, and then here comes this signing. But go check that out. See if you want an update on Will Shipley. But Johnny Mack, I do want to talk to you about that neck injury, man, because I was looking at A.J. Dillon's history, and I'm like, boy, he was really relatively healthy, John, up until that point. And he missed like a couple games in COVID, but other than that, he really didn't miss any games. Fast forward to 2023 in week 17, he gets his first neck stinger. Fast forward, you know, he misses the playoff game that year. He missed the rest of the year, and now it was week 17. Then in training camp of last year, in a joint practice, he gets another neck stinger, his second in 9 months, and they put him right on IR, and he didn't play anything. Now, again, I'm not going to ask you to play Dr. John. I think a neck stinger, if I'm not mistaken, is something with the nerves in your neck, but why does that make me nervous, John? You miss a whole season for back-to-back neck stingers. Now, he's been cleared since by neck specialists, but I don't know. It doesn't sound that good to me, John.
Well, that's my concern. I'm with you. I mean, there was during this process, there was thoughts that this could be it for A.J. Dillon. He might not be cleared to come back. That's why you saw the quick tweet, who I forget if that was Schefter or Rappaport, putting out that the neck specialists have cleared him. And I'm sure they have. And they're, you know, better experts than you or I, certainly, or anybody else that isn't a doctor. And if they clear him, I take him at their word. But, you know, I want to see it on the field, because this is a that's his whole game, physicality. He would destroy people in the red zone. His whole game is physicality.
Yeah, so, literally, his entire thing. Powerful downhill, yep.
So, you know, that type of back is, you know, if he's not confident in his neck, you know, you saw his last season, you know, fell off pretty dramatically. The last season he played, I think he averaged well under 4 yards a carry for the first time. So, yeah, I'm not as excited about this as most people. And it's ironic, because you can go back to Jody and I, you'll have conversations we had about the running back position, and I would always bring up A.J. Dillon because I loved him at the time.
Yeah, I remember it, John. I remember you calling for the Eagles to make a move for him. You thought he was a good compliment, yeah?
Yeah, but I, you know, this, the injury and the way he plays, I gotta be cautious. I gotta see him on the field, because I'm getting Rashad Penny vibes, like I said.
I don't want any of those, Johnny Mac. John, good stuff, man. Appreciate you checking in on A.J. Dillon. I do want to ask you real quick, Johnny Mac, a couple of questions on the other things, and we'll keep it brief, but Slay officially gone to the Steelers. That happened at the league New Year, obviously, when the Eagles designated him as a post-June 1 cut. Ben Van Sumer and Johnny Mac returns to the Birds. I love it.
Yeah, Ben, I get a kick out of it. Ben was an exclusive rights free agent. You know, he wasn't going anywhere. He just signed his tender. But, you know, you see the headlines, and like, there wasn't any danger of Ben leaving. And he's healthy. And I saw him at clean out day. He had surgery out in Los Angeles, tore his ACL in November. It's going to be interesting. I mean, if you think about it, I already got people asking if A.J. Dillon's going to play fullback. And I'm like, you want him to, he's got a neck injury and you want him to play? He's never been a fullback. He's not playing fullback. But you can imagine with, you know, Ben and Saquon and A.J. Dillon in the Eagles' offensive line. So this is Philadelphia. People are excited about the physicality in the potential running game. And we'll see, you know, Now that Oren Burks is gone, maybe they want Ben to focus on linebacker, because I can't imagine the Eagles are going to play a fullback a ton of time, you know, and he can do both. He can play 5 snaps at fullback and be a backup linebacker, and more importantly, you know, a core specialty. He's one of the Eagles' best special teams players. So there was never any doubt that he was going to be back. It wasn't a re-signing. It was a tender. It was an exclusive rights tender.
Right. A little different, yeah.
Yeah. Now, the Britton Covey, was not tendered as a restricted free agent. And that.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, ugh, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams, whew,
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.
That's because the tender was too expensive, about $3.2 million. So
yeah, that's too much for Britain.
Yeah. So he becomes unrestricted. That doesn't mean he can't be brought back. But a lot of it depends on his health. As I explained during the season, he only played five games. He broke his scapula, and then he had some kind of nerve issue afterwards, and that's why he wasn't activated in the run to the Super Bowl. So the Eagles got to, and everybody else, for that matter, have to deem if he's healthy or not. And if he is, I'd bring him back at the veteran minimum simply to take the punt return duties off of Cooper DeJean.
Yeah, right.
Not that Cooper can't do it, but I don't want him bothering with that. You know, I don't, you know, I want him to focus on playing cornerback. So there's still a chance that he'll be back, but he's got to be cleared, you know. So he's got to get those same neck specialists, nerve damage to clear him, and we'll see how that goes.
Anything nerve, John, makes me nerve damage, makes me nervous. I mean, it's just a delicate thing, but we'll see what happens. All right, Johnny Mac, I want you to give me one way or a couple ways that you think the Eagles could, let's just assume AJ's healthy for a second this year. How would they use him? Like what, you know, because I know people like to think about, oh, he's a great compliment to Saquon. And I see that too. I see that as him being a good compliment, but you kind of said it best. Saquon's a great every down back. What's the role for AJ Dillon if he is healthy?
Well, yeah, I mean, similar to Kenny Gainwell, you know, but yeah, the Eagles had, because, you know, Nick Sirianni was a big Kenny Gainwell fan and Jalen Hurts is a big Kenny Gainwell fan. They trusted Kenny Gainwell. So I don't know if that same trust is going to be there. Kenny did a lot of red zone work, which is counterintuitive, but he's better inside runner than people think. And he's a really, really good pass catcher. So they're different types of back. I don't see the fit. That's what I'm talking about. I you know, you said he's a good compliment. I think he's just too redundant. I think they're the same. I think it's, like I said, it's same pitch. Instead of, you know, you got to set up the fastball, you got to throw a curveball. Yeah, you know, to me, that's curveball, or fastball. I'm not as in love. You know, if you think about Sonic and
Knuckles,
and,
yeah.
Knuckles and Sonic, I mean, that's big physical lightning bug. You know, that's the compliment. I don't see that here. Now, Saquon can do everything, as I said, but from a stylistic standpoint, he's still a big physical back. Like, he's not Jahmyr Gibbs, who's just lightning quick. He's fast when he gets in the open field. He's extraordinarily fast. But I don't know if I'm explaining this well, but
no, you are. You are completely.
It's not, you know, Kenny and Saquon, I thought, were a good play off each other. I don't see this here, and that's why I don't shut the door on Will Shipley, because Will's more that lightning bug movement style running back who projects as a pretty good pass catcher as well.
Johnny Mac, good stuff, brother. Any other thoughts on the moves that came out today? Not really anything else. The only thing I think what I would ask you about would be, what the heck is going on with Dallas Goedert?
Yeah, I mean, it's complicated because you're losing significant cap space if you trade him right away. So it might have to be a post-June 1st trade, and you can't designate anymore. They've already used their post-June 1st designation. So at this stage of the game, to not lose $9 million plus in cap space, they would have to wait till June 2nd to move him. And by that time, teams have already allocated their budgets. They've done all that. But, you know, if somebody gets to the draft and they're not comfortable with their tight end situation, they could always make the space to make a move. So no new information, but I still lean more towards Dallas not being here than being here this season. Just a feeling I get.
Makes sense. Johnny Mac, appreciate you joining in, brother. We'll talk to you in the morning on Birds 365. Recap the kickoff of the new league year that happened at 4 p.m. Johnny Mac, appreciate you joining in tonight, brother. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
All right. Thanks, everybody.
All right. There's John McMullen joining us here on a special nighttime edition here on Jacob Sports, a breaking news reaction edition to A.J. Dillon. Boy, I was excited about the signing. I knew the next thinger was a thing. And then you talk to John, you listen to him make so much sense, and you're like, ah. Maybe John has a point here. It might not be as good of a signing as we think. But here's the thing. There's very little downside to this signing when you look at it. They're probably, you heard John say it, probably close to a veteran minimum, if not the veteran minimum. So very low risk, potential reward type of high reward. I don't know about high reward, but decent reward signing. So, you know, just adding talent to the roster after, you know, Kenny Gainwell has left and Will Shipley. I think he, you know, John made a good point there as well. You know, will he still be the number two running back? Depends on A.J. Dillon's health, I would say, and we'll see what ends up happening. But, boy, I got to say, the stinger situation with back-to-back is weird. You know, I saw my guy. Where's my guy in here? Mr. Sandman. Yeah, Mr. Sandman. I was reading your comment because, you know, I saw that you said you had a neck stinger in your life, and I don't know if you had any sort of re-aggravation with that, or I don't know what your situation was, like if you played football or something and you got it and then you played again later, or if you ever got back to the game. I'm not sure what your situation was, but Dillon gets it in 23 at the end of the year, his first neck stinger. Okay, misses the rest of the year. It was a couple more games. Then he goes all through the offseason, comes back for the Packers. He was playing training camp. Then he goes to a joint practice and gets another neck stinger, 9 months apart. Like, is this a thing that you can continually get neck stingers? Is it sheer coincidence that he got two in 9 months? Like, I don't know. I don't know what that is. I don't know what. Prince says John downplayed the Saquon signing too, Xander. I don't think this is Saquon Barkley, Prince. I don't think it's Saquon Barkley, but I hear you, brother. I hear you. Hey, John's not always right. He'll tell you that. But listen, he just added context. Then the neck stingers did happen, Prince. So, you know, I don't want to write it off. I do think it's something to consider. But look, if he is healthy, I like the signing more than John does. I think he's a good complement with Saquon Barkley. And the main reason I want that is because we've established a physical identity on the football team. So we've established that we're going to bully you. We're going to run the ball down your throat. We're going to take our offensive line and beat the shit out of you. All right. This guy doesn't have any let up. So if Saquon does come off the field, there's no let up. Right, they're still going to be beaten up on the opposing defenses. So, you know, I like it for that reason. But you know, the neck injury is certainly a little bit concerning, and we will see what ends up happening with that in that regard. I just wanted to double check something here, make sure nothing didn't miss anything in Eagles news. But the other stuff that happened in Eagle Land today, we talked about it a little bit. Slay officially gone. 1 year, $10 million, fully guaranteed to the Pittsburgh Steelers. Okay. To the Pittsburgh Steelers. Darius Slay, appreciate what you did for this team. One of the best corners we've had in a long time in Philly. A Super Bowl champion here and brought stability to a position that was in flux for a long time. So, Slay, we appreciate you. Best of luck to you in Pittsburgh. Ben Van Sumeren is back. We talked to Johnny Mack about that. So, I'm looking forward to that, him returning. I like Ben Van Sumeren. I was going to joke with Johnny Mack and call him Ben Van McMullen, as Cilio called him, but I did not do that. And then all the trades became official. So CJ Gardner-Johnson, you're out. Kenny Pickett, you're out. So everything became official at that 4 p.m. time. But overall, everything's pretty good right now. Everything's pretty good in Eagle Land. Your first external signing is done. All right, it's A.J. Dillon. I like it. We'll see about the neck. All right, let me read Mr. Sandman here because he was dropping comments. Appreciate you, Mr. Sandman. I don't see you in the chat often, but I do appreciate you being here. He says, my neck stinger kept me out 4 games. The rehab is neck exercises, then the trainer massages your neck. Not much you can do. Yeah, it's now again, I'm not a smart guy when it comes to being a doctor. All right. So I just talk sports with you guys. Don't take my word for it. If I'm not mistaken, a neck stinger, let me look it up, is in the nerves in your neck. So it's like numbness and tingling and stuff and back there. And, you know, and even sometimes can make weaknesses in your arms and hands, I think, because it's nerve based. So, you know, it happens from force, you know, and John brought a good point up where this guy is a physical running back. And if he loses some of that because of the neck stinger, you know, what type of a player does he become? He's not a fast guy. He's not jukey. He's not, you know, he's not great in catching the ball. He's 250 pounds. He's 6'2", 247. You know, 6'2", 247. He's 26 years old. He'll be 27 in May. He's a powerful downhill runner. So, you know, it's interesting to see what his role will be. But I do like it. Now, I'm not sure if you heard the whole show, brother, but John did explain, you know, he does have that injury, that neck injury, those stingers. So we'll see. I'm with you. I like the signing if he's healthy. If he's not healthy, well, it is very low risk. So we don't have to worry about that too much. But if he does stay on the field, we'll see what he can do. All right, we'll see what he can do. Eagle Forever checking in. Yeah. Get back to me when they put the defense back together because defenses win championships. You would think they learned that from this past Super Bowl. Eagle Forever, I'm not going to argue with you on that, brother. You know, this is the way the team is built. They have a $200 million offense, and they have to rely on young rookie contracts on the defense to do it. So Milton gets paid. Josh Sweat gets paid, you know, and they're gone. $10 million for an aging corner, can't do it. You know, you're paying Jalen Hurts, max contract, A.J. Brown, max money, Devontae Smith, a big money, Saquon Barkley, highest paid running back in the league. You got two tackles making top of the market money. You got a guard making top of the guard market money in Landon Dickerson. I mean, you're not cheap on offense. So you can't just sign players back. And that's what they're doing right now, you know? That's what they're doing right now. Mr. Sandman says the injury happened several years ago. It still hurts out of the blue. I hope everything goes good for you, brother. But I do appreciate your insight. It's meaningful with this signing. Appreciate you, brother. Uncle N8T3, Uncle Nate. I think they acquired him to help limit the brotherly shove. What do you mean limit? You mean so they don't have to do it as much? I doubt they're going away from that play, brother. You're not going to find any A.J. Dillon run that has a 95% success rate or whatever the brotherly shove rate is or tush push, whatever the hell you want to call it. I don't think you're going to find an A.J. Dillon play that has that type of success rate. So I don't think they'll be going away from it at all. But appreciate everybody listening tonight. We just want to do a quick recap. Make sure we're going live for you guys when anything happens in Eagle Land. Thanks to John for being able to do it tonight. 92%, just Mike, thank you. I knew it was close. I knew it was between 90 and 95. So there you go, 92% success rate on the tush push. And here we go. The first external signing is in the books for the Philadelphia Eagles, and we'll see what they do moving forward. Make sure you guys, if you're tuned in right now, make sure you lock in tomorrow with us, 8 to 10 a.m. on YouTube, our X platforms, Jacob Sports is Birds 365 with myself and John McMullen, and then 2 to 6 p.m., the National Football Show with Dan Cilio. One of the best shows on YouTube from truly an unbelievable sports talker and a guy who played football at the highest level. So make sure you guys lock in on Jacob Sports. If you don't agree with us, that's what makes Jacob Sports great. We like to talk to the people. We like to go back and forth with the people who agree, disagree, want to challenge and debate. As long as we keep it all respectful, we know we have a great platform to do that. So we appreciate all you Eagles fans listening tonight. Any NFL fans listening tonight, we appreciate you as well. Hit that like button. See you next time, everybody.
Lowe's knows you've got a job to do, and we help get it done. With the MyLowe's Pro Rewards program, eligible members save more. With volume discounts on qualifying orders through a quote of $2,000 or more. Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Offer can't be combined with any other discount, contract, and or special pricing. Exclusions, more terms, and restrictions apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.